Krishna says, what we should not be worried about.
He says, there's no use worrying about something.
About happiness and distress.
About happiness and distress.
Neither for the life nor for the death. And he also says something else, tasmada parihariyarthe, not vam shachitu marhati. Tasmad apariharyarthe, natvam shachitu marhati. Natvam shachitu marhati means no need to worry. But he says, tasmad apariharyarthe. Jatasya hidivom rityudrum janamritasya cha tasmad apariharyarthe. Don't worry about something you cannot change. Yes? Aparihari. If you cannot change, why worry? Who does it help? Yeah, you can remember these, our two circles. You had these two circles, circle of influence and circle of concern. So if it's not in the circle of your influence, it's not something you can do, then why worry? Why be concerned?
We studied about the different characteristics of the soul.
And we studied the different characteristics of the soul. That's very good. That brings us to yes. Something we should actually do. So, can we find 10 characteristics of the soul from this part? And can I have somebody who can kindly write and who can also is capable of reading afterwards so that you can read on. Do you have any more? You don't have any more. Thank you. No, we have here, okay. So, can I have a volunteer who can write here on the sheet card? And this list with your handwriting will stay here for a long time. Okay, so characteristics of the soul. Now, can we? So can we have some characteristics? Okay, so. Sarvagata, okay. Shankara Rambhu speaks in Sanskrit.
Living everywhere, influences
okay.
Everywhere.
Lives everywhere. Okay, lives everywhere. Lives everywhere. Even in the material world. Okay. What else?
Cannot cut.
Okay, cannot
cut.
Cannot be cut. Cannot be cut. Yes, you cannot cut it, or it cannot be cut. Cannot be cut. Okay, good.
Nevidliva.
Invisible.
Unchangeable.
So invisible. In which verse? Anybody can tell me the verse? It would be very helpful. In which we can also write the verses. That will be very scholarly. So, 24 is 24. You're saying?
No, or 23.
Okay, so for invisible, where do we have invisible? In 25. You can write 25, and cannot be caught. That's 24. Or Chindandi, 23. So invisible is 25, cannot be cut 23, lived everywhere, which? 24, this is verse 24. And, okay, so then you say unchangeable, yes? Mm-hmm. Unchangeable. Unchangeable, and this is which verse? 25, unchangeable 25, okay. More?
Not born.
Not born, very good. Unborn. Unchangeable is also 25, and unborn is which verse? 26. Not the best, but there is one. It's in verse 20, if you see. Adro, Nitya, Adro. Where is eternally blissful? In which verses do we have eternally blissful? Where do we have eternally blissful and full of knowledge? In which verses do we have this? Can you tell us? Unborn is 20. So since you said blissful, oh, she said. I see. Sorry, I didn't see. Okay, so in which verses does it say? Yeah. In Vedanta Sutra we have something, Gyota Eva and Ananda Mayo Vyasat, but how about the second chapter? Yeah. You can write over it with some other comments. We have eternal though. Cannot be dissolved. Okay. Did we have some agreement about the mobiles?
Yes, we have sweet
sleep. Okay. Yes, you have more sweets. Good. Anybody else, you can please switch on your mobiles. You have more sweets. You said cannot be dissolved, insoluble. Yes? Insoluble. Insoluble, just as you hear it, insoluble. This is which verse? 24, right?
24, so immovable.
Immovable. Just write this, insoluble. Yeah, 24. And immovable. It's the same verse.
And
also, cannot be dried. Okay, it's dry proof. Cannot drown. Cannot drown. Cannot drown. Shorter. Cannot drown. Cannot dry up, like sometimes you have something in like a flower or something and it dries out. Yeah. So the soul doesn't dry. Dry up. Inconceivable, yeah, very good. Inconceivable. Inconceivable. This is which verse? 25, right? 25. Achintya. Inconceivable.
It's one part of 10,000 parts small of the end of the hair.
Okay, yeah. So, infinitesimal, Prabhupada was saying, so infinitely small. This is hard to accept, but we are small. And you can write, did you write? Yeah, inconceivable, then infinitely small, infinitely small. Present everywhere. We have lives everywhere. Okay. Infinitely small. Yeah. Okay, something else from here? We have lived everywhere. It's not like really Usep Prijumayocha, it's not operating in the universe. Really, but never loses its spiritual nature. So we have immovable. So is it sthano? Yeah, okay, that's different. So yeah, sthano never loses spiritual nature. Its spiritual nature never loses its spiritual nature. So that's sthano. It's 24. Eternally the same. It's, I think it's the same one. Okay. 24. Both are, this one is 24, and infinitely small is from where? Anybody? This is actually from the first verse on the soul, and it's from the purport. It's from 17 purport. 17 P, you can write. P. Okay. Anything else about the soul from here? It's the same, yeah. Anything else about the soul? Any other quality of the soul?
Imperishable.
Okay, right, imperishable. Huh? 2.17. Okay, this is also 17. Immovable lower dimension. There is one very nice quality that comes at the end. They say, some people say that this feeling is the adhirasa, and it's definitely very important for learning. And this feeling is evoked by the soul. It is, huh? Which? How?
Amazing.
Yes, amazing. So the soul is amazing. Yes, the soul is amazing. Amazing. So this is which verse? This is 29, amazing. And those who hear about the soul are amazing, so you are amazing. And strangely enough, even I should be amazing, though I'm not, because I'm speaking about the soul. Yeah, because they can, I mean, the fascharam can refer to the object, to the subject, or to the process of speaking. At any rate, our meeting here is amazing, isn't it? Speaking about. So, how many qualities have we got here? 11, 12, 13, 14? 14? There can be a few variations more here.
Incomprehensible.
We have inconceivable, so it's, I think it's from the same. Avyashkayam, Avikaryam, Uchati. Okay, yes. Yeah, very good, very good. Thank you. Thank you very much, Shikamala. And in 25 also, Samacharyas point out that Uchyate, it is said to be invisible, inconceivable, points out to the importance of hearing and to the importance of Shastra. So we can, because it's inconceivable and invisible, that's why we need the Shastra Praman, the authority of the scripture, to reveal to us the nature of the spirit. All right, very good. Now, anything you remember about the duties? Anything you remember about the duties? Huh? You also just...
You should fight
as a kshatriya. What else?
You
How many types of
heavenly
duties? Planets. He will attain heavenly planets. How many types of duties are there? How many types of? Huh? At least two.
Four.
Who gives more? Who gives less? So, what are the two you're saying at least? Yes, very good. This is from 31 that Prabhupada says that there are two kinds of duties. There is conditional duties, so or social or with regards to body. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks, you know, that we have to take care of the physical needs, mental needs, social needs, and then spiritual needs. You know, four kinds of needs and purity and four kinds of needs. That's why we need varnasham to keep that purity. Okay, very good. And so as long as you're conditioned, or in our sampradaya, as long as we are alive in this body, it's recommended that we follow both kinds of duties. So in other words, we try not to behave in a too strange way. In the early days, it was okay to be an avadhuta, beyond this world, and you could often see devotees in Harinam wearing different socks on different legs, and sometimes not even by their fault, because in the early days every devotee was in the ashram and all the clothes were common clothes. You didn't own your clothes because all the clothes were the same, so you would just drop them in the box and they would be washed by some devotee. And then the other day you would come to take your clothes to put on, also from another box, which was common for everybody. And sometimes you would find one sock, and then you would look for another sock of the same color, and there weren't any. And then the other Prabhu would come and say, "Prabhu, don't worry about it. This is all mine. You know, anyway, just put whatever you have." So this way you were behaving a little strange sometimes, too otherworldly. But it's good to follow all the rules. But there are eternal rules and there are temporary rules, or duties, not rules, duties. It's all different. So very good. You had a question, Shikala Mataji? It's in 31 in total. You don't have a book? You don't?
No.
Yes. You know, I'm worried about one thing, but Krishna is actually doing another thing. And everything that Arjuna was afraid of actually happened. Like, he was worried that if he killed everybody, he's not happy. And if he gets killed, he's not happy.
That's the point. That's the point, that Krishna doesn't want Arjuna to stay on that platform of language. Arjuna speaking Dharma Shastra language, which is very nice, which makes him qualified to hear, to understand the Jnana Shastra and Bhakti Shastra language. But if you are on the level of Dharma Shastra, you can never be free from worry, whatever happens or doesn't happen. And if you're on the platform of Artha Shastra, then completely impossible.
No,
you can't stop worrying.
On
the material platform, yes. So only Jnana, platform of spirit, there is no worry, only there. And even if you perfectly follow Dharma Shastra, you're pious, you're sattvic, still there is plenty to worry about. You have demigods in perfect sattvic environment, and they're always worried about demons attacking them and this and that, and that they may lose the amrita, or that, you know, just read the Bhagavad. They have so many worries in the heavenly planets, in or Mahabharata.
Okay, well, just put it the other way. Arjuna didn't end up being the
No, if you read the Bhagavatam, he was completely happy. 15th chapter. He immersed his mind in Krishna's tapopa samanicha. He recollected all the Gita, and the instructions of Krishna were tapo upashamani. They pacified, they extinguished all the fire. Tapa is fire or suffering. All the fire of suffering in his heart. So of course his suffering was a little different because Krishna left. That's why he was a little suffering. But otherwise, so but that also, even that fire of separation with Krishna was mitigated because he connected with Krishna through the Gita.
Okay, maybe I'm just quoting a long thing, but another important reading one book, sort of like contemplation about
it. Yagasani?
Yeah, of
course. Yeah, there's some criticism of this book. Anyway,
okay,
If a devotee like Arjuna or Pandavas or Draupadi seem to be suffering, it's not really suffering, it's a vyabhichari.
Yes, like, but there is an example for us, it's like, you know, aha, so you do what Krishna says and you end up like Arjuna, Draupadi, Kunti, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's why some devotees, like one of my friends, he wanted to edit this book, and they invited him to edit this book, then he read it, and he said he was so disappointed with this book that he, and you can read some of the critique on this book, how it presents Krishna, and there are some nice points in this book, some nice points which help us to understand. But in fact, to maybe you can read the whole book in a proper way if you perceive it with a transcendental eye. Otherwise, that's why we have the 10th canto in the Bhagavatam coming after the whole of 9 cantos, which are the gates to lead us to understanding the 10th canto. Otherwise, we misunderstand Krishna playing with the gopis, and we misunderstand even the suffering. Yeah? Because how often we read how gopis or brajavasis suffer when Krishna leaves, and when you read some of these descriptions, it breaks your heart. You cannot understand, and you think, "Geesh, do I want to go there?" You know. So that's why we have to understand what level is that, and what kind of suffering is it, because. Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita says tatratyam yad chayad dukham sa sarvasukhamurdasu sanarinati chashaka kritsnananda bharopari, says that the suffering from there is the crown pinnacle, you know, like in the mountain you have the pinnacle, how do you call it? Vrhunets, whatever, of happiness, and it dances on the head of all the of the mountain of all the possible bliss or ananda. That suffering of separation, so it dances on the head of all kinds of happiness, and it's the pinnacle of all the of the mountain of all the possible bliss. The suffering of the devotees in Vrindavan. So it's not a suffering, you have to understand. This is a very deep and high wave in the ocean of Ananda. This is a Vyabhichari, one of the Vyabhicharis described in the Nectar of Devotion. So that's why you have to, that's why Krishna put Arjuna in that situation to not leave him a possibility to stay on that platform. That's why Krishna sometimes puts us in unbearable suffering to push us up to a different platform. Because if you stay on that platform, even if everything is perfect and pleasant, it's ultimately nothing but suffering in this world. You take the happiest person in this world with the most perfect conditions in this world, it's ultimately suffering. It's ultimately suffering. It's suffering, it's a long discussion, and we'll probably, if Krishna is willing, we will come to this in the 6th chapter, how even happiness in this world is suffering. So that's why Krishna speaks about that, you know, he created this situation, and he wants Arjuna to go up to a different platform. And Krishna says, in the in the Gita itself, and at the end, that my illusion is gone. My illusion, my illusion is completely gone, and you see the further chapters in the Mahabharata that we discussed. Also, Mahabharata is a little different book. It's read Bhagavatam, and you can see this is the Amala Puran for Paramahamsa. It's a Paramahamsa Samhita for those who have pure hearts, who want to see the ultimate meaning of all these stories. Mahabharata is a little bit dharmika. But in the middle of Mahabharata, you have the Bhagavad Gita, and you have some portions, like Bhishmadev's instructions in Shantipala. We have Anushasana Pala, which is more like Arthashastra, but we have Shantipala, which is, again, very much Jnana Shastra and even Bhakti. There is Bhakti also there. That's why also Vyasadeva, even after writing all of this, he was sitting and he was thinking, I have given everything, and why am I unhappy? And then Narada Muni is coming and says, oh, Vyasadeva, are you happy identifying with the mind and body? And he goes, oh my Guru Maharaj, what's the problem? So he said, you did not exclusively glorify Krishna's pastimes, and you did not exclusively glorify Bhakti. He glorified Bhakti, but he left so many loopholes and so many possibilities to be bewildered that he had to complete his work by writing the Bhagavatam. But Bhagavad Gita is the perfect entry point, introduction. And, you know, just the Bhagavad Gita, and any part of the Bhagavad Gita, any few words from the Bhagavad Gita can take us beyond any suffering. Alright, so why don't we go into our verse 39. Oh, Krishna, it's... Okay, this was recording, but this wasn't on. Okay, so we'll take... Can you stop this so far?
So you have a separate file and start again.